Hey there, Tumble fans, Marshall here. Lindsay and I are officially going on vacation starting today. We'll be out and about, exploring the world, and getting ready for new episodes of Tumble in the fall, including some awesome stories that we're all really excited about. In the meantime, we're sharing an episode with you of a podcast that we think you'll love, The 10 News. The 10 News podcast is a bite-sized podcast for kids and their adults that explains what's going on in the world. Each episode explores topics kids care about most, including events, sports, science, gaming, pop culture, entertainment, and more. We hope you enjoy this great episode of theirs about Major League Baseball. I know I did. Here it is.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages. Teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
It's time for the great American pastime, baseball. We're here in the 10 News studio for a classic showdown between our hosts. Tessa, what are we expecting today?
This is one big matchup, Pete. I hope you brought your popcorn, Cracker Jacks, and hot dogs.
I always do. Looks like Ryan is heading to the pitcher's mound, and Pamela is up at bat.
10 News creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan is today's umpire. She hands out the ball and bat, a stuffed animal, and a pool noodle.
Okay, so no real bats or baseballs today. This studio is full of delicate audio equipment. And I'm still a little annoyed about the time Ryan set up bowling in here.
And of course, the bases are Ryan's leftover pizza boxes. That's what makes this the 10 News Baseball Classic. The crowd goes quiet as Ryan winds up for the pitch.
Pamela makes contact and it is gone! Literally gone because someone left a window open. So now that stuffy is in the parking lot.
Pamela crosses home plate and the 10 News Classic is over. Because we lost the ball. Stuffy.
All right, everyone take a trophy and get back to work.
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Wednesday, June 13th.
This is the 10 News.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6.
5. 4. 3.
2. 1.
Okay, so the 10 News Baseball Classic didn't last very long because we lost the ball slash Stuffy, but normally baseball games can go on for hours.
This year, the rules of the game have been slightly altered, which could mean shorter games with more moments of excitement.
I love baseball, but I'm not really great with rules in general, so I think we should ask
10 News correspondent Natalie Alonzo.
Hey, Natalie!
What's up, Vi?
Could you please do that thing where you explain the rules to me and make it easy for me to understand?
The new MLB rules? It would be my pleasure.
Play ball!
If you've watched a Major League Baseball game recently, you might have noticed some big changes to the way the sport is played. That's because the league and the Players Association agreed to three major rule changes that went into effect this year. One of the goals of these rules is to make games faster because they've gotten really long. Long as in over 3 hours. The new rules also seek to generate more action because, let's face it, watching a batter get a hit is much more fun than watching him ground out. Let's go over the three major rule changes and the impact that they're having on the game.
Batter up!
Number one, the pitch clock. Before the 2023 season, pitchers could take as much time as they wanted in between batters and pitches. Hitters could also step out of the batter's box during an at-bat and take their time getting back in. As a result, the average length of a baseball game became longer than it had ever been in the sport's history.
What?
Now, with the pitch clock, pitchers have 30 seconds to throw a pitch between batters. They also have 15 seconds in between pitches when there are no runners on base, and 20 seconds with runners on base. If a pitcher exceeds this limit, the hitter gets a ball added to his count. As for hitters, they need to be in the batter's box once there are 8 seconds remaining on the pitch clock, or they are charged with an automatic strike. The pitch clock has already had a big impact. Games are now averaging about 2.5 hours, which is the shortest average game time since the 1980s. This is good news if you want to watch all 9 innings of your favorite team's games before bedtime.
It's a fly ball.
Number two, bigger bases. The size of the bases increased from 15 inches square to 18 inches square this year. Bigger bases means that the distance between the edges of the bases is shorter. 4.5 inches shorter, to be exact. That means it takes less time to get from one base to the next. It's also easier to slide successfully into a bigger base. As a result, we are already seeing base runners attempting to steal bases more often.
Safe!
Number three, limits on infield defensive shifts. The third major change that Major League Baseball and the Players Association agreed to was limits on defensive shifts in the infield.
What does that mean?
Defensive shifts are a strategy that teams use to reduce the number of hits they give up. It involves moving most of their fielders from their traditional positions to the part of the field where they know a hitter is most likely to hit the ball based on the location of his previous hits. Before this year, there were no limits on defensive shifts. So, if you were watching the game on TV, you might have seen a large group of players gathered on the part of the field where they thought the ball was going to be hit. As a result of these defensive shifts, batting averages were declining.
Strike three, you're out!
Under the new rules, all 4 of a team's infielders must be on the infield when the pitcher makes a pitch, and at least 2 infielders must be on each side of second base. Also, infielders have to be on the side of the infield that corresponds to their position, so you can't put your shortstop between first and second base. This is resulting in more balls making it out of the infield as hits. I think MLB's new rules are fantastic, and they've made the game so much more fun to watch. But I wanted to hear from one of you. So, I reached out to a tenor who's a really big baseball fan.
I'm Raza, I'm 11 years old, and I'm from San Francisco.
Thanks for joining us, Raza. What do you think about the bigger bases?
Well, I think that they're great for the game because it makes it a lot more exciting because more people can steal, and stealing is just really exciting, and it's fun to watch.
I love an exciting game, too. Now, what about the pitch clock? How do you think that will impact the game?
Well, I think it can make the game faster, which a lot of spectators that watch at home like. But when you're at the game, the experience of watching a game there is getting food, hanging out with your friends, and watching the game. And now the game is like an hour shorter, so you don't have time to do all that stuff.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. You definitely need enough time to get good snacks at a game. I always have to have ice cream. Any other potential changes that you're following?
Well, there was an AI ump that I think is in the works, and I don't like that because it just ruins the human element of the game. Like, umps making bad calls, umps making good calls. Like, that's just been part of the game forever.
And lastly, what do you think will happen this season?
I think the Tampa Bay Rays have a really good shot. They're the best team in the league right now. They have amazing players. Or the Baltimore Orioles. They're really good. And let's go Giants.
Thanks, Vaza. We look forward to having you back to see if your predictions pan out when it's time for the World Series. So, Ryan, did that clear things up?
It absolutely did. Father's Day is almost here and we need your help. We want to show dads just how much we care that they care. So leave us a voice note with your first name, your dad's first name, and the most fun thing you and your dad do together. Call 1-877-TENNEWS to leave us a voice note sharing the most fun thing you've ever done with your dad, and we might play it on the show.
Ryan, have you ever met a professional baseball player?
I have, actually. I've met Mike Montgomery. He's a pitcher that played for the Chicago Cubs and threw the final pitch when they won the World Series. And he just got signed to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, wow. I'd be so curious to know what he's like.
Well, I actually interviewed Mike Montgomery and asked him some serious and not so serious questions. Check this out. Question number one, do you prefer puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Question number two, how dare you?
They're just so cute. Okay, yeah, you love puppies.
It's true. Everyone loves puppies, but kittens are great too. Plain pizza or pepperoni pizza?
Plain.
Would you rather fight a bear or a shark?
Bear.
Why?
Because at least on land, you might have a chance to win, but in water, you got no chance.
Okay. What's a baseball superstition that you have?
I always run out of the dugout the same exact way every time.
What do you do when you run out of the dugout?
Like, I just do a little, I do one hop, and I hit my left leg, and I do that every single time I run out of the dugout. Don't know if it works, but I'm not changing it now.
What's the greatest video game of all time and your favorite video game right now?
You know what? I'm going to go with the original Halo for all time. Playing, you know, split screens at friends' houses and when I'm in, you know, 6th, 7th grade, 8th grade. That was some really good memories. And favorite game right now is Rocket League, for sure. Fun game to watch, fun game to play.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Honestly, teleportation. Flying's great, but I can instantly get there with teleportation. And, you know, you don't have to worry about planes and birds and whatever you might run into while flying. So going teleportation.
Excellent answer. Most people say flying, but teleportation is the actual correct answer for exactly what you just said. You're getting bonus points for that, Mike.
There we go.
What is the coolest place in the world you've been?
Well, coolest place I feel like that I've been is probably either Hawaii or the Cayman Islands. I think one of those two, probably the Cayman Islands.
Would you rather cry uncontrollably every time you fart or fart uncontrollably every time you laugh?
Fart uncontrollably every time I laugh.
That is disgusting, Mike. I'm sorry, but okay. Second to last question, do you have any hidden talents?
I do. I have some pretty good musical background. I played piano 5 years when I was a kid, and I was the kid doing recitals, memorized recitals and, you know, Mozart, all that stuff. I used to have it, so it's in there somewhere. Being good at video games, is that a talent? I guess that would be in there too.
That's, of course that's a talent. Like, okay. That's not even a question.
Yeah. I would say that for sure.
Okay. Do you have a nickname?
The standard Monty is what I'm probably most known as in the baseball world. Online, my name's just Monty Balls. That's kind of like my gamer name. So just shortened for Monty in baseball world.
Okay, if you had to rename yourself right now, you could not be Mike Montgomery, what would that name be?
Maximilian, because I thought that was a really cool name, and I kind of named my kid after, shortened that for Max. I think that's a cool name.
Okay. If you had to choose one of these three nicknames that I would give you, which would you choose? Monty the Python, Super Fast Ball Thrower, or Captain Monty Balls?
Captain Monty Balls.
Captain Monty Balls, it is.
There it is.
Thanks again for joining us, Mike. We're wishing you the best of luck with the Dodgers.
Also, since Father's Day is coming up, I have to shout out his wife, Stephanie, who's an awesome children's book author, their brand new daughter, Zoe, who was born this last May, and of course, their son, Max, who's one of the coolest kids I know.
If you want to hear the full interview with Mike Montgomery, check out our show notes for the link.
Welcome to the Trivia Room.
Yay, Trivia with Tessa.
Hi, Sartaj. Welcome. Hop on up on the Trivia Throne for today's trivia question. You ready?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
I love going to baseball games. The hot dogs, the energy of the crowd, the hilarious mascots. Lots of baseball teams have animal mascots, but of all the animal mascots, do you know which type of animal is the most common among Major League Baseball mascots? Is it A, cats, B, birds, or C, fish? Tenors, did you guess it? Sartaj, what's your answer?
B, birds, because the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles and the St. Louis Cardinals, they all are birds, and that's a lot of them.
The answer is B. Birds are the most popular Major League Baseball mascot. There are 6 teams with bird mascots, 4 teams with cats, 2 teams with fish, and 1 team with whatever kind of creature the Philly fanatic is. Tenors, do you know all the MLB mascots? Call us at 1-877-TENNEWS and leave us a voice note with all the mascots you can name, and we might have you on the show.
Hey, Pamela, want to go to a Yankees game?
I'd rather go to a Braves game.
Yankees.
Braves.
I know how to settle this. I have a real bat and a real baseball. I think we should do a home run derby right here in the studio.
Ryan, no.
Okay, so maybe we should just give 10 new snaps to one of our listeners.
But before we do, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Time for 10 new snaps.
Tenor Sunpaw wrote this review of the 10 news. I love the 10 news. I listen to it every night. It's such a great news show. Here's how much I love this podcast. 161 hearts.
Thanks, Sunpaw. 161 hearts right back at ya. And thanks for listening to the 10 News. 10 Things You Need to Know drops every Tuesday, and our in-depth reports drop every Wednesday. But if you want some bonus content, you could join the Tenors Club on our website or on Apple Podcasts.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts.
The 10 News creative team is batting 1,000 and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Logan DeYoung, and Tessa Flannery. Special thanks to Natalie Alonzo and Mike Montgomery, and of course, our tenor, Raza.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Now play ball!
Thanks so much for listening to that episode. And now that it's over, we've got birthday shoutouts to give to our supporters on Patreon. Yay! First of all, a happy belated birthday to Sasha, a new Patreon supporter whose birthday was on June 10th. Mama and Papa love your curiosity and your imaginative spirit. To Reese, happy birthday on July 10th as well. Stay curious. To Charlie Bear, happy 7th birthday on July 14th to a phenomenal human. Your family is so proud of the weirdo you are and love to watch you grow with love from mother and father. Happy birthday to Kai on July 15th. Love from Mommy, Mama, Noonie, and Jasper. Also, happy birthday to Caleb on July 16th. Your family hopes you have a year full of exploring and fun with love from Mommy, Daddy, and Abby. And happy birthday on July 20th to Edie Megan. Keep being curious. Thanks to all of you and to everyone who supports Tumble on Patreon. If you want to get a birthday shout out of your own like these fine folks, simply support Tumble on Patreon at the $5 level or higher by going to patreon.com/tumblepodcast. Once again, that's patreon.com/tumblepodcast.